Direkt sänd från Kalmar Nyckel.
This is Papa. You are listening to Radio Shore Kalmar.
Det här är Radio Shore.
Hej och välkomna till Shore-nyheterna. Allsvenskan har börjat ta fart och idag måndag är det Kalmar FFs tur att göra hemmapremiär mot IF Elfsborg. KFF ställer upp med en snarlik trupp sett till förra året, förutom att nyförvärvet Melker Hallberg har förstärkt truppen. Elfsborg kommer spela matchen med sorgband efter den tragiska bussolycka som skedde utanför Sveg. Detta skriver de på sin hemsida. Det var klockan 7 i söndags morgon som en buss med elever från Ängskolan i Skene åkte av vägen på E45 mellan Sveg och Fågelsjö. Bussen åkte av och välte sedan över på ena sidan. 3 personer omkom och 20 vårdas för tillfället, varav ett barn ska ha livshotande skador. Enligt busschauffören ska det inte ha varit några fel på bussen, men han förklarar att han upplevde svåra kärlskador längs vägen och menar att dessa skulle kunna vara orsaken till olyckan. Polisen har nu begärt att stänga av E45 söder om Sveg för kompletterande undersökningar. Detta uppger SVT Nyheter. En explosion inträffade idag måndag i Sankt Petersburg i Ryssland. En bomb fylld med metallsplitter ska ha detonerats i en tunnelbana och minst 10 personer ska ha dödats samtidigt som ett 50-tal ska ha blivit drabbade med allvarliga skador. Orsaken till explosionen är ännu inte fastställd, men senatorn Viktor Ozerov menar på att alla tecken tyder på en terrorattack. Men Vladimir Putin tycker att det är för tidigt för att spekulera i orsaker. Detta skriver Expressen. Snoop Dogg hotar Donald Trump med pistol i sin nya musikvideo. Nu reagerar presidenten återigen på Twitter. Det är videon till låten Lavender som den amerikanska rappartisten riktar en pistol mot en person iförd clownsmink som är mycket lik Donald Trump. Videon och låten handlar om polisvåld och rapparen har i flera intervjuer kritiserat president Trumps politik och åsikter angående de omdiskuterade polisskjutningarna. President Trump har gett svar på tal genom sitt Twitterkonto och förklarar att han tycker att det är fängelsedags för Snoop Dogg. Detta skriver SVT Nyheter. Nu till vädret. Enligt SMHIs rapporter så ser det ut att bli en mestadels solig och regnfri vecka i Kalmar. Enda undantaget är natten till torsdag där förväntas komma en skur. Så ifall man planerar att vistas ute nattetid mellan onsdag och torsdag så bör man se till att ha galoscherna redo. Detta var allt från nyhetsredaktionen. Mitt namn är Oskar Kjell och jag önskar er en fortsatt trevlig vecka.
Här på Radio Shore fortsätter radiokvällen.
En fågel!
Nej, men det här är ju musikredaktionen lyfter.
Psykedeliskt och bara massa olika ljud.
Typ som dödsgospel.
Jag tycker det känns som så här filmmusik. Man ser någon liksom gå genom öknen där.
Alltså det här är ju en sommarhit.
Hej kära lyssnare och välkomna till ett specialprogram av musikredaktionen Lyfter. Och idag är en riktigt speciell dag för vi ska ha livemusik i studion. Vi har besökare. Helt sjukt. Häng med!
Ser du hur vi flyger?
Onsdag igen och det betyder musikredaktionen lyfter. Och som ni hörde tidigare så är det faktiskt så att vi har livemusik i studion. Inte vilken livemusik som helst, det är amerikaner här. Helt sinnessjukt. Jag heter Julia och jag är musikredaktör. Och ska idag intervjua och prata med Mad och Kles. Och det betyder att jag måste byta om till engelska, så nu får ni hänga med. Vi kommer tyvärr inte översätta det här programmet, men jag tänker att era engelska kunskaper funkar ändå. Hello and welcome to Radio Shore. Hello Maud.
Hello.
Hello Kles.
Hej.
Welcome to Sweden, I guess.
Thank you.
Oh, good Swedish. You are in Kalmar at the moment at the university in our little radio studio. How are you feeling today?
Great, well rested. We had a great show last night at a Hotel Hulingen. It was fantastic. We got to see some people that We met at Rock City, so it was cool to see some familiar faces.
Yeah, and I got to see some friends that I knew from the foreign exchange program at Chico State, some of my really good Swedish foreign exchange student friends. So we got to catch up over some wine and good laughs.
Oh, that's fine. And you have your entire band with you as well. Hi, guys.
Hello.
There are a lot of people in the studio today. I just need to ask you, because we are in kind of a small town in Sweden. How did you end up here?
So there's an exchange program with the university in Chico, where all of us are from. And we met a few exchange students who did Rock City over the years. And so we kind of stayed in contact and kept talking. And one of our friends, Eric Gosis, who did the program, I had been in contact with him. And this was just something that developed from staying in contact. It was like, hey, we are going to be in Sweden. Do you think maybe we could work together and figure out some shows? And he was very nice and helped put a lot of this together for us. So I came together like that, I guess. And yeah.
That is amazing. Because this is a project called Across the Pond, right?
Yeah, that's the tour.
The name of our tour.
Yeah. Oh, and where are you going?
Started in Stockholm.
Yeah.
And then Hultsfred, and now here we are, and Malmö next.
We're going to Växjö after Malmö, and then back to Stockholm. Yeah.
That's a tour.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Are you in tour mode? Or?
Yeah, I've never been on tour before. It's I feel like you got to get in the good mindset for it, because you're like, I'm going to be tired, but this is still really exciting, so you kind of are running on adrenaline, like, every day. But it's really exciting.
Yeah, every day is an adventure. I don't know
we're
if anyone
learning.
Else in the band wants to say anything about it, but
yeah.
No, we're all having a great time, and it almost feels surreal. Like it's a very special moment. Every day is just filled with a lot of special moments where we get to sit down and just be really grateful and appreciate everything, because it's beautiful out here. I don't know if people understand how beautiful it is. But we love it out here.
Yeah, the air feels better for some reason, too.
Yeah.
It just feels good. Yeah.
So for people who don't know where you're from, you said Chico?
It's where we all met.
Yeah.
We all went to university together. But we're from all over California. I know me and Jeremy, who plays drums and percussion, Nate, who plays bass. All of us are from near San Francisco. And then Brittany, who also sings, and Enrique, who plays guitar, and Corey, who plays piano. They're all from Southern California, some of them closer to Los Angeles, some of them closer to San Diego. So, and then
I am from near Lake Tahoe area.
Okay.
So
let's hope our Swedish listeners have their geography.
I guess Sacramento, which is the capital of California. It's about an hour away, a little town called Placerville.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you said that it's beautiful here in Sweden. It's not your first time, I guess.
It is our first time.
It is. Yeah,
it's my first time to Europe, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And what is your impression of it?
I love it, and I don't want to go home.
Oh, wow.
So far.
So if you can, like, I'm fishing for compliments here, no, but what's your thoughts about Sweden? Do you have any, like, special experiences you would like to talk about, or maybe something bad?
Nothing bad.
No.
We were 2 days ago in Stockholm, and we were in a coffee shop just sitting down drinking coffee. And I was talking to Nate, the bassist, about it. And I said, it's so nice to be here. And you could look out the window and see these beautiful buildings that have so much history. And the architecture is amazing. And I wondered to myself, I said, you know, I wonder if everyone here realizes how beautiful it is and how nice. And it's just every day has felt wonderful. Everyone's been very polite, very friendly. And not to say that we dislike where we're from. We enjoy where we're from, and they're nice things about California as well, but there is something truly special and almost magical about being able to experience everything out here.
There's a lot more history, I feel like, because Sweden's a lot older than the United States, and a lot older than California, because that was one of the last colonized states. So it's really, I think it's really cool. Like you said, the architecture is just different, and it's fun to see that.
And you just arrived in Kalmar.
Yes, about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just got here.
The tour alive.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen the castle yet, I guess.
I think in passing while driving, but we didn't really
snapping.
Get to focus on it. and experience
Make sure, because you're playing tonight very near the castle at a place called Lilla Klubben, the Little Club. How do you feel about tonight?
Excited, very excited. I feel like each time we perform somewhere different, the people are different, the experience is different, and I think it helps all of us. I think every musician, every band gets a little bit better the more you play at different places and experience different things. So
yeah, and expecting the unexpected and how to deal with all of that is definitely good.
Oh, wow. We are so happy to have you here. I feel a little bit like nervous because you're from like this big country America and stuff. But this is a show about music, of course. And let's talk about your music. I looked you up a little bit, and it seems like you both have kind of old school influences. You mentioned Marvin Gaye.
Oh yeah.
Could you talk about some of your influences and your music?
Yeah, I think you can hear it more on some of the newer stuff. We just released a single that came out a few days ago. I think you can tell a lot more when you listen to that, and we have more music that's going to be coming out where when you listen to it, you'll be able to hear more of the old influence. Me personally, I just grew up in a house where my mom always listened to, you know, Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson, Otis Redding. I listened to a lot of Sam Cooke. You could probably ask anyone in the band. I'm always, always listening to Sam Cooke. So it's old music, but I feel like music that is made right, you can listen to it forever, and it still sounds great. So just listening to that my whole life, I got older, and I wanted to be able to create something influenced by it. And everyone else also has their own taste in music, and it blends together really well. And when you listen to this newer music, you'll be able to hear each person's influence and a little bit of themselves in the music. So it's really special that way.
So which is your favorite Sam Cooke song then?
It keeps changing, you know. I feel like the most powerful one is A Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh, yeah.
Because you listen to that and the message is so relevant today. You listen to the lyrics, and even though it's so old, it could apply to anything. And it's one of those songs where I listen to it and I get kind of like the shivers and the shakes because it's so strong and powerful. Lately, I've been listening to some of the older stuff with the Soul Stirrers. There's a song called Were You There? And it's like a gospel hymnal song, but the beginning of it, the harmonies, all the vocals are so pure and so beautiful, and it's one of those hidden gems. You know, I feel like for each different mood you have, Sam Cooke has a different song. Like if you feel upbeat, there's Having a Party, and it's incredible. And I feel like a lot of music you listen to today, even whether it's people like Bruno Mars or some of these big international hits, you listen to how they sing their music and how they write it. And you could find that the influence came from people like Sam Cooke, whether it's the way they sing or the stuff they sing about. So, I feel like if you always draw inspiration from the classics, you can't go wrong.
That's amazing. And Maud, who are your influences? I saw something about Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah, she's a little bit of an influence. I love her, like, growly, bluesy, just, like, letting go of yourself type of voice, which pops out once in a while when I'm singing. I think my voice definitely ranges from, like, a soft, sweet folk voice, and then other songs, it's got a little bit more of that kind of feel to it. But kind of like what Klez was saying, I really like that throwback stuff too, kind of like the timeless genres, which I feel like Sam Cooke and all of those guys are totally timeless, as with folk music. It's always kind of been around forever, and you could listen to it maybe 100 years from now, hopefully. And
people sure
still
will.
Yeah.
And I also saw you mentioning First Aid Kit.
Oh,
Sweden.
Yeah. Sweden. I love First Aid Kit. And another folk artist is Tallest Man on Earth.
Oh.
He's great, too. He's not necessarily an influence, maybe a little bit. But, those are two big Swedish artists that I love. And ABBA, of course.
Oh, what's your favorite ABBA song, then?
My mom and I always sing Waterloo.
Oh.
I don't know. That's like our mom-daughter band. And we always sing ABBA and our like road trips and stuff. So
the Swedes will love you. Oh, my God.
We're saying we should have thrown in an ABBA cover. Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to play some music. And I'm thinking, why wait?
Okay.
I think, Maud, if you would like to go first.
Sure.
Let's set you up. And have a good time.
Okej,
alla lyssnare, nu är det så att Maud ska sätta upp här i studion, så vi får vänta lite och snart kommer det livemusik, så häng med. Okej, kära lyssnare, välkomna tillbaka till musikredaktionen Lyfter. Och här i studion ska vi då från live musik från Maud. Och varför vänta? Guys, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, this first one's called Summer in a Dream. It's a single and it'll be out this Friday. Driving home, hear the clouds, and above my head I was feeling down, feeling low. And you held me close, been too long, yeah, you held me there and it felt like this next one is called Let Me Go. Thank you.
next one is called Black and Blue. Don't like to put myself in this position, but I guess I'm left with no choice. Not sure if I can trust my intuition, 'cause there's some thought your mind just can't avoid. So take it slow on me, honey. My heart's been bruised one too many times this year. Maybe I'm a fool to think you want me, darling. Just wanna get to know you a little better, dear. Oh, my heart's been bruised, painted black and blue.
I know these colors.
Now I got you.
Heal my heart, painted
black and blue.
There's a small audience here, yay! But wow, chills.
Thank you.
Oh my God, come sit down and we'll talk some more.
All right.
Come to it. Me. Klaes, you're welcome back as well if you want to. So this was amazing. Tell me, you said you had some music releasing very soon.
Yeah, the first one I just played as my single, which will be released on Friday. And it would actually be attached with a B-side song, which is a little ukulele song that I didn't play today, but it's a really sweet little song. And then hopefully, if all goes well, in early May, I'll have my EP out.
That is amazing. Be sure to send us that because
oh, definitely.
You have fans here.
Yay.
At Radio Shore.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
So, and the tour is happening here in Sweden. Do you have anything else going on? Anything else? You have a lot of stuff going on.
While we're in Sweden or?
Like in life.
Oh, in life. I have a chinchilla.
Wow.
Musically, I am moving to Los Angeles after my lease is up in May in Chico. And I'll be going down there and starting up a new backing band and playing shows and hopefully recording my second EP pretty soon and just seeing what happens with that. We're also hoping to possibly come back in September for Live at Heart Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
In Örebro?
Örebro. Is that the American way? Yeah. Aura, bro. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And for all our American listeners, be sure to come see her when she's in town.
Yeah, and
Claes
will be back here too.
That's so amazing. Yeah. So, Claes, hello.
Hello, hey.
How are you feeling?
Very well, very well.
It's time for you to play some music, I think. I cannot wait.
Perfect, yeah, we're excited.
So let's get you set up and we'll have a listen.
Sounds good. All right, let's do this.
Okej, kära lyssnare, nu är det dags för Claes att spela för oss. Jag tror det kommer bli fantastiskt, så jag tänker inte prata om er, utan nu kommer de få köra Claes. Just go ahead.
Okay, this first one is called Nobody's Fool.
So surprised when we say goodbye. No tears roll down my face. We can't go back, rewind. Excuses, alibis. No use in always lying. And ain't love a crying shame? Now every day I think the sun is shining. The truth just pours down. Oh yeah, you might regret it, you know. I gotta let you go. My heart don't beat the same. So baby, now you do. Hey, but I ain't nobody's fool. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now I ain't nobody's fool. You know love can be so cruel. But I ain't nobody's fool. Now my soul is wearing thin, till your pockets don't mean shit, when your love ain't worth a dime. I've been moving to your beat, walking down this one-way street. I'ma walk away this time. My love is hotter than fire, my heart is colder than ice, blade stronger this time, and I don't want you back. So baby, drop the disguise, cause I ain't wasting my time. Now every day I think the sun is shining, the truth just pours down. You might regret it, you know I had to let you go. My heart don't beat the same. So baby, it's your move. But I ain't nobody's fool. Now I ain't nobody's fool. You know love can be so cruel. But I ain't nobody's fool. Now every day I think the sun is shining. The truth hangs down on you. You might regret it. You played the game and bet it all. Now you're yesterday's news. So show me who's the fool. Na 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 na. So I'm gonna tell you na 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 na
na na na na. So I'm gonna tell you just I'm calling you, baby. You put a bullet straight through my heart. So I'm gonna tell you just I'm trying to say. Cause baby, it's a fatal shot, and I ain't nobody's fool. I ain't nobody's fool. You know, love can be so cruel. But I ain't nobody's fool.
Woo! All right, guys.
Wow!
Thank you, tech, tech. To correct, it's called Ain't Nobody's Fool. That was the proper title. Sorry, recently changed that up. Ain't Nobody's Fool. Which it's actually out now. It was released about a week ago on Spotify and SoundCloud and everything. I think iTunes maybe as well. So yeah. Also, real quick, a big shout out to Sound Times 3, which is the indie record label that Mod and I are on, that they've sent us all here. So shouts out to Sound Times 3 Music. We appreciate it. And this next one is an older one that you can find. It's called Loaded Gun, and we hope that you enjoy it. Your eyes and think again. Or maybe just pretend that selfish love just don't exist. When we both been hypocrites and everything ain't black and white. But I know you deny it. That you were afraid, but I've been drowning in waves of gray. I'm a loaded gun, you pull me back. Watch your world change, and after that, it's an aftermath my heart can't take. So why'd you go and pull the trigger anyway? And do you really want it like that? Do you really want it like that? I'm a loaded gun, you bring me down. Where do we go from here? You feel what you don't know. So how'd you leave me in the dark? You hate what you don't know. So the intention's always here. You've got such a stronghold. Oh, my thoughts control my fate. They say that ignorance is bliss, but there's no joy in this. Oh, no loading gun, you pull me back. Watch your world change, and after that, it's an aftermath my heart can't take. So why'd you go and pull the trigger anyways? And do you really want it like that? And do you really want it like that? I'm a loaded gun, you bring me down. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And what do we blame when everything's wrong and nothing has changed? We blame the love, the only thing we can't feel just safe. The problem is that people never communicate. Loaded gun, you pull me back. Watch your world change, and after that, it's an aftermath my heart can't face. So why'd you go and pull the trigger anyways? And do you really want it like that? And do you really want it like that? I'm a loaded
sun, you bring me down. Where do we go from here? And do you really want it like that? And do you really want it like that? I'm a loaded gun, you bring me down. Where do we go from here? And where do we go from here? Thank you, Tech. Yeah, that one was called Loaded Gun. It was off the first EP, which you could find on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, everywhere. It's been out for a little while, but that one's always a nice one to revisit just because the emotions and the vibes. And yeah, this last one we're about to do, it is called Sons and Daughters. It's also going to be out this new release. It will be out in about a month. So that'll be good. It's called Sons and Daughters, and we hope that you enjoy.
Oh, hey, hey. Oh, hey, hey. Oh, swimming now, what you can do is catch the water. Battle out on the field. Cause we need to heal. Yeah, we need to heal.
Yeah. Oh,
break the chains, burn it down. What they taught ya?
Yeah.
This is here, this is now. Show me how you feel. If this love is real,
yeah.
I got you like I'll be right there. I got you like
na 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 na.
You know I'll take you there. Baby, now move the floor. And so much more. Nobody get left behind. Cause you and me, we sharp as knives. Still rising high. But we can drop it low. Run sweat up. We're gonna get some more. Oh. Sing it like
fantastic. Oh my god, this is the best day of my life.
Thank you.
Come sit down and we'll talk some more.
Yeah,
that was great. I'm sweating because I'm so happy.
Thank you, Tech.
So I heard you talk about some of your releases, but so everyone hears. Where can we find you? What's going on music-wise, tour-wise? Tell us everything.
So right now, the second song that we performed, Loaded Gun, was off the first EP. You can find that everywhere. Anywhere from Spotify, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. It's everywhere. The first song we played, Ain't Nobody's Fool, that just got released about a week ago, I think, the 31st of March. And that is on Spotify right now, on SoundCloud. And if it's not on iTunes, then it will be. Okay, it is on iTunes. And the other songs that are on that EP will be released by the first week of May. So around the same time as Mod's EP, that one's also going to be released. In the meantime, music tour-wise, aside from this tour, once we get back, I'm working on booking a tour for us to go down to Los Angeles for another tour. We were living in Los Angeles for a little while doing shows down there. So I'm going to be booking a tour for Los Angeles and San Francisco. And then the big goal, I'm slowly but surely trying to work towards doing a full West Coast tour through. I have some friends who are artists in Vancouver, Canada. So I'm trying to find a way to book this tour to go all the way from Canada through Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, then California, do San Francisco, Los Angeles, all the way down to Mexico. So that's the big goal.
That is a tour. Wow. Yeah. So for all the Canadians listening.
Yes, yes.
Call him.
Please, please. Yeah, I'm working on booking a couple of venues out there. So that will be the challenge.
That is great. We have on our station something called the Hot List of every week.
Ooh.
Where we pick like the best fresh songs. And I have a feeling that next week might have some Mod and some Klez on it.
Ooh, well, we would appreciate it.
Of course. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
My heart is so happy. And tonight we can see you live for everyone. This will be aired like the same time you're playing at Lilla Klubben at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes.
We have in the studio also Yara, our alumni music editor extraordinaire. Could you tell us about, maybe kanske på svenska, yeah. Maybe in Swedish, vad ska man ta vägen ikväll på Lilla Klubben?
Alla ska till Söderport. Söderport ligger nere vid slottet. Det är egentligen bara att googla. Alla har väl smartphone idag. Söderport, vi kommer köra lite musikquiz, börja med det, tema In Memoriam. Vi kommer fira alla musikhjältar som har gått i graven. Och sen kommer Klez & Mod, det börjar klockan 9. Ta er dit, det kommer bli fest.
Och det är gratis.
Och det är gratis.
Det är därför vi kan göra reklam för det. Och för alla som är såhär, gud jag måste hitta de här på Spotify.nu, det är punkt nu, precis nu, så är det Klez, K-L-E-Z och Mad, M-A-W-D. I just like spelled your names in Swedish. Does it sound weird when I talk?
No, we love it.
Yeah. Sounds a lot more exciting than when we talk.
Yeah.
Aww. So there's a quiz tonight. Are you going to do the quiz as well?
It's going to be in English. I made it, and I'm going to be the host of it. So you're going to have to.
In that case, I think we have to.
Yeah, exactly.
We're put you on the spot right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
In the In Memoriam quiz.
Exactly.
Oh, I wish I could be there.
We can't promise that we're going to do well. We might fail the quiz. I hope we don't.
Only Swedish artists. Dead Swedish artists. No.
I think you're going to do well. It's going to be great.
Well, thank you. We're hoping so.
Okay. I am very sad to say that is the end of our show. I don't want you to leave, but, you know, hopefully you'll come back.
Yes, we don't have to say goodbye. We could say until next time.
Yeah. Until next time.
Until next time.
Klez, Mod, the band, thank you so much for coming. You are amazing. I don't know. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tack.
Tack.